Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Not in my backyard. Not in my backyard. We all know that one, right? NIMBY. NIMBY, NIMBY, NIMBY. Not in my backyard. I had the opportunity to sit on a committee for the city that I live in. And I try to be a civically minded person and active in the communities that I live in with things that are important to me. And I got the opportunity, or I got invited to sit on this committee that would approve rezoning, redistricting of things. So if somebody wanted to build a second level onto their house, or a commercial project wanted to change the way that it was zoned because something else wanted to go in, the process was that it started with a local hearing, and then eventually the city council votes on it ultimately. But I thought, yeah, that'll be interesting. It'd be kind of cool to learn about different projects going on. But buddy, that was a mistake, because NIMBY, whew, that's a powerful thing. So you got people showing up, and I'm sitting 10 feet away from these people and potentially going to be telling them that, no, you can't add on to your house, or it's some neighbor saying that they don't want Steve next door to add on to his or her house. And it was the most uncomfortable thing in the world. It's like, well, there's no way I'm doing this because I don't want to be the object of these people's ire when I'm telling them that something is going to go in their backyard, or that they cannot change what's going on in the backyard. See, you know, it's a powerful thing. I guess that's the moral of the story. But people don't want a landfill in their neighborhood. They don't want a prison. They don't want a power plant. They don't want data centers. They don't want a noisy neighbor. We don't want crime. We don't want traffic. We don't want pollution. Those are all really understandable things. It's easy to know, buddy, I don't want that at all. No, thank you. Opt out. But here's a different question. What do you want in your backyard? What do you want? Not literally, but metaphorically, with the backyard being your life, the backyard being your body, your mind, your relationships, your bank account, your 401k balance, your calendar, your family, your neighborhood, your community. Because most of us have become incredibly skilled at identifying that stuff that we don't want. I don't want debt. I don't want stress. I don't want any drama. I don't want unhealthy food. I don't want conflict. I don't want to be around dishonest, disingenuous people. I don't want to work in a dead-end job. I don't want any anxiety. Great, fine. But that leaves one very important question still unanswered. What are you trying to grow? Because every backyard is going to become something. If you ignore it, especially if you ignore it, if you leave your yard unattended for long enough, nature certainly doesn't wait. Weeds arrive immediately. Like, I think that weeds just popped up in my backyard in the last minute. Pests arrive. Things decay. Your life, well, that works almost exactly the same way. Because your bodies do not accidentally become stronger. Your relationships do not accidentally become deeper. Your finances do not ultimately or accidentally become stronger. And communities do not accidentally become safer. Everything that's worth having must be planted, it must be protected, and it must be maintained. That's stewardship. It's understanding that this is of value, and if it is of value, it requires attention, it requires people touching it, doing the things that are required to keep the thing moving. So the question isn't simply, what are you keeping out? It's, what are you intentionally bringing and inviting in? Maybe it's more honesty. some more discipline, some curiosity, some patience, some grace to other people, generosity, strength, faith, friendship, a little bit of financial margin, some physical vitality and more energy, a home where people feel safe, a neighborhood where kids can play, family that eats dinner together, even if it's once a week, bank account that provides freedom and peace of mind instead of stress and anxiety, a body capable of reaching down and picking up a grandchild or a child, a mind that isn't completely directed by an algorithm, a spirit that's grounded in purpose. Those are all things that are of value and do not happen by accident. They are and must be cultivated, and cultivation that requires choice. What are you going to water? What are you going to prune? What are you going to fertilize? What are you going to yank up by the root before it spreads? Because the truth is this. Every time you say yes, you are planting something. Every time you say no, you are protecting something. Every habit, well, that's going to become your tomorrow's landscape. So spend less time thinking about what shouldn't be in your backyard, and maybe a little bit more time on deciding what absolutely must be in your backyard. Because eventually, your life becomes whatever you've been cultivating. You are what you eat. You are what you think. You are how you spend your money, how you invest your money. Got to be intentional. We have to plant wisely. We have to tend to it daily. Does this seem obvious? It's fairly obvious, but we need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed. Not in my backyard. It is easier to think about and identify stuff that I don't want versus stuff that I do want.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Yet we find ourselves saying yes to more things than we say no to. Think that that's right? Do you think that you say yes to more things or no to more things? As I'm so fond of talking about, there's no solutions, there's only trade-offs. And every time you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to everything else. Say no to one thing leaves the universe of options available to you. But we just have to make decisions on what it is that you do want in your backyard. Of course, certain stuff you got to keep out of your backyard, but what do we do? What do we want in our backyard? And as I say that, it's such an interesting thing because I don't think that we're being honest actors, or certainly there are people within our country and within each city and probably within each one of us who's being dishonest with ourselves about what it is that we really do want and what we don't want. Because I just can't imagine. I can't imagine that anybody would really want to not enforce the rule of law. Yet here we are with lots of bad things going on in cities and schools not being very good, and just our kids in many cities in America, if not every city in America, it's not safe to have them walk home from school. So I can't imagine that we want that, yet here we are. We have that. So I do want clean streets. I don't want criminal elements running amok. I do want safe schools. I don't want to have to worry about my kids while they're at school. That seems obvious. Yet, we're not necessarily making choices based on what seems very obvious, what seems very common sense. And maybe that's a stupid term also. So that's what the opportunity is. To really sit down and think this all the way through, to think deeply about it. And to say that you want clean streets and safe streets and the rule of law, that doesn't make you a non-compassionate, a non-compassionate person. It doesn't make you a bad person. Because the reality is that you get what you tolerate. And when we're tolerating bad, inappropriate behavior, when we're tolerating abuse, when we're tolerating people stealing, people abusing us, that's what we're going to get. We're going to get more of it. See how many cliches I can fit in here. And then the chickens come home to roost. And then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, this got pretty bad pretty quick. But then you realize that no, it got pretty bad really slowly over time. Because regular human beings like you and I decided to not be good stewards of what we want in our backyard. We have not been intentional about enforcing. Maybe the first step is just understanding what is it that I want in my backyard. And then ensuring and making sure that we are advocating for that and that we're demanding that that's what happens. And we're holding people accountable when it doesn't happen. What do you think? I think that it's pretty obvious, but hard. And I know how busy everybody is. And I think that we're at a point where if we do not grab a hold of the wheel, that we'll keep getting strained further away from where it is that we really want to go. And we don't want to lose the script any more than we already have. So what do you want in your backyard? What do you want for your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health? What do you want for your personal finances and your career? What do you want for your relationships? What do you want for your actual backyard, for your community, for your friends, for your network? What would a great life look like? Decide, figure out what must be done in service of that great life, and then get to work executing on a daily basis. I guess what I'm talking about is do your part by doing your best.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.